New York freed 7,500 criminal illegal aliens into U.S. in 2019, including convicted murderers, sex abusers. By John Binder on January 17, 2020. The sanctuary state of New York released more than 7,500 criminal illegal aliens back into communities last year, including convicted murderers and sexual abusers. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials confirmed Friday. During a press conference, Acting ICE Director Matthew L. Benz revealed that in 2019, law enforcement officers in New York released roughly 7,516 criminal illegal aliens back into communities despite criminal convictions and charges against them. In all of those cases, ICE agents asked that these criminal illegal aliens be turned over to them for arrest and deportation. Due to the state's sanctuary policy, though, all were released. Al Benz said New York only turned over to ICE about 10 criminal illegal aliens last year. Altogether, these more than 7,500 criminal illegal aliens released back into New York communities had a total of 17,873 criminal convictions and 6,500 criminal charges against them. This includes criminal illegal aliens who have been convicted or charged with 200 homicides, more than 1,000 sexual offenses, more than 500 robberies, more than 3,500 assaults, more than 1,500 DUIs, more than 1,000 weapons violations. The only immigrants protected by such policies are those committing violent and dangerous offenses, often in the same communities that these politicians are purporting to protect, Al Benz said during the press conference. Al Benz also debunked sanctuary politicians' claims that ICE can simply obtain a judicial warrant if they want a criminal illegal alien turned over to them. The issue, Al Benz said, is that it is impossible under federal law for a federal judge to grant a judicial warrant to ICE because it is not in their authority. In the recent case of 92-year-old Maria Fuertes, who was allegedly murdered by an illegal alien on January 6 in a brutal attack and sexual assault, the suspect had been arrested by the New York Police Department, NYPD, 2 months prior. Despite ICE's request that he be turned over to them, the NYPD released him from custody. As Breitbart News exclusively reported, the illegal alien charged in Fuertes' murder, Riaz Khan, had arrived in the United States in May 2016 on a B-2 tourist visa but never left, thus remaining in the country for 3 years as an illegal alien. These are preventable crimes, people, and more importantly, preventable victims, Al Benz said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.